Vice versa, same thing. Your sisters, when your husband start giving you a hard time, say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give better husband than you. But father and mother, put them in your eyes. Remember what I said about wife? I was going to say the same thing after finishing the right of the husband over his wife. That, sister, if tomorrow husband start giving you a hard time vis-a-vis your parents, you have the same treatment. Treat his father and mother the way you want to him to treat your father and mother, and vice versa. And I always say, since you brought this question, I always say in marriages, when I go speak before marriages and advise and khutbah, you should be lucky. You should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you get married, if you have a father and mother who are still alive, Allah blessed you with another father and mother. And if your father and mother died, here you can condolence yourself in the father and mother of your spouse, whether he is a male or female, you know. Here Allah gave you a chance to be nice to elders. And very simple, the way I want my wife to treat my parents, I have to treat her parents nicely. Full stop. Once she sees that, she will not quarrel with me. She will know that, mashallah, I love her parents equally the way I love my parents, and encourage her to call them and help them and this and that. After all, they are the people whom Allah has chosen for my wife or my husband to, mashallah, share that life with me. Remember that. This spouse you are enjoying didn't come like that. He or she didn't come just like that. He or she has fathers and mothers, and they love him the way your parents love you. So always don't say, do you love me more or do you love your parents more? This is a very silly question. You can't say, do you love me more or your second wife? That's a good question. But you cannot say, you love me more or your parents. Because it's not the same love. The love to the parents is not the same love to the wife. Some, you know, people do that. Okay? I'm coming to that in more extent. All right. Now, the rights of a husband over his wife. Listen carefully, brothers. If you know these sisters, you will be the best wives. If you know these rights of your husbands and you fulfill them, you'll be the best wives. And you, brothers, you should know this so that you don't ask for more. Or less. You have to know this so that tomorrow you don't say, you know, once you know 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you cannot say 6. 6 is not your right. She is doing it out of her generosity towards you. Number one, the right of a husband over his wife is that she obeys him as long as he does not commit a sin. Complete obedience. Cannot negotiate. If he's telling her to do something and that thing is not against Quran and Sunnah, she cannot go against his will. Complete obedience. Is this clear, sisters? Or you have a problem with it? I know you have a problem with it. Number two, she protects him in his wealth and in herself. She protects him in his wealth and herself. If he tells her, I don't want so-and-so to enter my home, she cannot go and open the door and bring so-and-so, male or female. Cannot. Simple. I'm sorry, sister. I'm sorry, brother. He doesn't want. My husband doesn't want. Anything that makes the husband irritated, she has to avoid. She knows him better, and that's different from one man to another man. She knows what irritates her husband. She has to avoid it. Three. Number four, she cannot frown in his face.
Some women, ma'udhu billah. Scare you, man. You run away.
No. Your sister, you have problem with men. No, this is his right. Number four. This is his right. She cannot. No. Number five. She should never be